Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. Today's episode is about finding balance in a fast-paced world. We'll explore the Japanese concept of yutori and its significance in modern life.
I already love it.
Right? Isn't it so awesome?
Just the word, yutori.
That sounds like an amazing name.
It feels like that would be a good name to name somebody. I feel like I'd slow down just here in the world.
Yutori is a Japanese concept emphasizing the importance of creating space and finding balance. It's more than just philosophical. It offers practical insights on how to navigate our fast-paced world. Who don't want better navigation?
I would like some, please.
Join
dial it in.
So join us as we explore the origins, cultural meanings, practical applications, and discover how yutori can be integrated into your daily life. Let's get started.
We're going to balance it out. Please. We know how intense life is always as an adult, but especially these days. All the distraction, all the incoming information, the input, it can be so overwhelming if you're not giving yourself time to process and get rid of that stuff. Or, you know, if you're in the thick of it, you don't know how to get out of it.
Explorers, you're probably wondering, what are Tara and Karen even talking about? Well, let me help you out a little bit.
I jumped the curb on it.
It's okay. We were going to get there because I was saying yutori, 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 and it's okay. The online Japanese-English dictionary, Jisho, defines yutori as elbow room, leeway, margin, allowance, latitude, and time. It can refer to physical space, such as the space between objects, but we're extending it beyond that to the concept of having mental and emotional space. This can be interpreted as allowing for a relaxed and unhurried approach to life, embracing a sense of ease and freedom. I think I'm going to start saying I need mental space. Just be like, just one word, yutori.
Yeah, just have a hand signal. Like yutori. Like, I'm taking space. I'm taking time. Mental space, emotional space. Because if we're so backed up with information, things, tasks, and adventures, even the good stuff, there's no time to process. There's no space to process. And the processing is, I feel like it's 80% of it.
Yeah.
Giving yourself time and space to process.
I like that.
I love the elbow room.
Historically, yutori was not just a concept, but a way of life for Japan's samurai and aristocracy. I'm going to tap into that because I would like to be aristocracy. So that's what I'm going to embrace.
And I would like to be samurai. So.
Balance.
So that works out good. That's hilarious.
It reflected the importance of finding balance and tranquility in daily life, even amidst warfare and political intrigue.
Feels appropriate still to this day.
This historical context helps us understand the relevance of yutori in our modern fast-paced world. Yutori was also evident in the design and architecture of traditional Japanese homes and gardens, emphasizing open spaces and a harmonious relationship with nature.
Oh, interesting. Is that related in any way to feng shui? You give it space and then you have the flow happening. Flow can only happen if there's space.
Oh,
otherwise it gets all...
Socially, yutori is seen as a counterbalance to the fast-paced and often stressful modern lifestyle. It encourages individuals to embrace a more relaxed and unhurried approach to living, allowing for moments of reflection and appreciation of the present. In contemporary Japan, the concept of yutori has gained renewed interest as a response to the pressures of urban living.
I woke up early this morning with a little voice saying some things, and I wrote them down. I sent this to my friend who I thought the message was for. Reevaluate your work and play balance. Long periods of work and stress is not good for your heart. Bring more playful, joyful things into your life. It's important to slow down, play more, experience more easy, mindful play intentionally. Joy is the path.
Look at you. Look at you being all aligned.
I just think that fits so well. I'm like, oh, well, that's
more space.
More space.
More space.
And more balance.
Doing that invites into more joy.
Yes.
Wow. Way to be prepared.
You know I don't do it. You know, I'm just like,
my goodness.
Yep.
You just flow and you are open. Embracing utori and mental well-being can lead to a sense of spaciousness, relaxation, and psychological breathing room.
I would like some psychological breathing room, please. Can you go into a hotel or a spa and be like, I would like an hour of psychological breathing room?
I don't need anything else, just 1 hour.
Oh, man.
Mentally, embracing utori encompasses having a balanced and unburdened mental state.
Unburdened mental state.
What a lilite.
It sounds real nice.
It does sound pretty amazing.
The only time that I truly feel no worries, everything feels light, is when I'm in meditation.
Mm.
So twice a day I get that feeling. And then it helps you carry it through into your day. It's not just for that 20 minutes. Unburdened, because there's so many things we're thinking about.
All the time.
So many things. So many people, so many tasks, so many responsibilities, so many adventures, so many phone calls and texts and, all the things. There's so much that could create congestion, if you will, on the superhighway of our lives.
This unburdened mental state frees us from the excessive stress that we continuously put ourselves under.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Cut ourselves a break and peace out for a bit, y'all.
Because when we do that, we have emotional stability.
That's nice.
And are better able to cope with life's ongoing challenges healthily and sustainably.
Yes. Who doesn't want that?
Stability. Health, sustainability.
Yes, please.
All of that sounds amazing.
The responsibilities and stressors, unless you completely go off the grid and have nobody that you are responsible to in any way.
That sounds horrible, actually.
And no work, no job. Then it's going to always be there. So if we take the time proactively, preemptively, to free up space, give ourselves that psychological breathing room, then we're more prepared. We're better prepared and more well-suited to handle the challenges and busyness that does come our way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting that you say if we go off the grid and have no one else that relies on us. It's a beautiful segue into embracing utori in relationships.
Oh,
and
yes.
What that looks like.
Say more, please.
Embracing utori in relationships involves allowing each person in the relationship to have personal time and pursue individual interests while maintaining a strong and healthy connection. All of those elements are necessary in order to embrace utori within relationships.
Right.
You need that personal time to pursue things that interest you and maintain a strong and healthy connection.
Yes.
Like, if any one of those is missing, you're not really embracing utori. You could just be selfish or self-centered. Or any of the negative thing that does not...
Or a sociopath.
No, that does not lend itself to authentic connection.
It is really important for us. I was just telling you that I was listening to the India Ari song, Private Party, on my way into the studio. It's so important for us to acknowledge that we really are our best friends. And like... getting jiggy with yourself, being like, okay, I'm cool with myself. I know what I need. I know when I need time. I know when I need a break. And then also in the arena of staying connected with your people, that's the beautiful dance right there.
I feel like sometimes that's the missing piece. Like,
yes.
We're so quick to like, well, I need time, so I'm going to take my time. But then we don't communicate that we need time. And then people are left like, well, what are we doing?
Guilty as charged. I can't tell you how many times I've done that in my
Are we connected
life.
Or are we not connected? What is it? What exactly do you need time and space for?
Or who do you need it from?
Well, sometimes
that doesn't feel
I do.
Good, but better to communicate it up front and say,
I just
know,
need this.
I love you and I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
Just need a little room.
Embracing Yutori in relationships means fostering an environment of mutual respect. We can't say we're embracing Yutori and then when someone tells us they need to take this space, making them feel bad for taking said space and communicating that they need to take said space. Mm. So mutual respect, yes. Understanding, and support, where both parties involved can maintain their individuality while continuing to nurture the bond.
That's the part that's real important right there. That's the one that's hitting me. Yep, I'm looking her right in the eye, folks.
As I was getting, I was preparing for the episode, but yep. It's for you.
Yeah.
It's for you.
And everyone else who needs to hear it.
You, Explorer, as well.
All the yous.
All the yous within yous the sound of my voice. How about benefits of Yutori?
Many, I would imagine.
I'm only going to say three.
Yes, because three is a beautiful magic number, and anything more than that, I and everyone else will shut down.
I've not listened to four or anything beyond that. Yep. So, benefit number one, reduced stress.
Yes.
By allowing for a slower pace, we can experience a sense of relaxation and calm, leading to decreased anxiety and tension. Nail.
Yes.
Who willingly signs up for more anxiety and more tension?
Exactly. If there's something that you know you can proactively do, are you not doing it because you do want more anxiety and tension? Or are you just not able to follow through on that? You just wonder, what is it about that? Why wouldn't you just be like, yes?
Absolutely. We're going to slow it down so I can decrease my anxiety and tension. And when life gets really busy and I feel the anxiety, tension, stress, whatever rising, when you take that moment to pause, to slow down and assess what's going on, you're like, oh, what is molehill ain't really a mountain?
Mm. Gives you perspective. And it also helps you not be reactionary. Mm. It just gives you that break, that pause, that breather, that rest to say, oh, wait a minute. I've been here before. Mm-hmm. I know this feeling. I've done this before. Mm-hmm. How have I handled it? Nope, not so well. Maybe I'll handle it differently this time. Yeah, it gives you time.
And we take that slower pace, we're reducing our stress, which allows us to savor the moments with mindfulness, promoting our stress-free lifestyle, or stress-less, less stressed lifestyle, because not stressless, because it's going to be
stressless.
Less stressed lifestyle.
Yes.
A favorite, number two, improved creativity.
If you don't create space, the creativity can't flow through.
When we are embracing Yutori, we are providing the space necessary, the space and the freedom to explore new ideas and think outside the box. Y'all, I love being outside the box. Sometimes I'm like, what box? Where is it?
Yeah, because you're so far away from the box. You're like,
I don't see a box. Whose boxes are those?
Yeah. Who's playing Minecraft over there? Not in those boxes.
Right.
And creativity, we talk about this, it's not just artistic creativity. Creativity is being open to possibility in any aspect of your life. Creativity is imagination. Creativity is, how do I want to spend my time? Creativity is, what can I do to better this situation? Creativity is also painting and dancing and music and all the things.
All of that.
Yeah.
This mental clarity can enhance our creative thinking and problem-solving abilities.
Right.
So like Karen said, the possibilities.
Open to possibility. Who doesn't have fun with it? Like creativity is so fun. It's so much more fun to live creatively.
It is.
Than to
it
just
is.
Live by Follow the, book, dun, by dun, the dun, rules dun, dun, dun. And be yeah. in a box.
Oh, gross.
Like,
no,
beep,
thank you.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
No, thank you. When we are engaging in these activities mindfully from a space of open creativity, we can think of innovative approaches to whatever thing that needs to be solved, and also create environments where creativity is nurtured, fostering a more imaginative and inventive mindset.
Creativity breeding creativity. Breeding,
it's like
breeding.
Inception, but yes. for creativity.
Exactly. Yes. Right. If you build it, they will come. Give it space. It will come.
Oh, God, I can't wait to get to the end of this. And then there's a quote because you've said it three times. And number three, benefit of Yutori, enhance productivity. We are allowing more breathing room and a less rigid approach to our schedules. We can better focus on tasks, make thoughtful decisions, and avoid burnout.
Honestly, when I take a break, I get more done in that next hour than I might have gotten done in a whole day mm-hmm. if I didn't take that break.
Mm-hmm. One of my most favorite of your recent stories is like, you were like, and I just took a nap. Like, I needed a nap. I took a nap and I came back and I was amazing.
I was like on fire. Yes. My body was like, yeah, I think we're going to shut down now.
We need some psychological space.
And I did it. And I was like, whew, I feel great.
It's amazing. When we are younger, we don't want to miss anything. There's definitely this big FOMO that happens.
Right,
but
right.
Now I'm like, can I get a nap in today? I feel like, is there like any the room five, in my like, schedule? Like, and then if I can't get a nap in, baby, I'm going to bed early.
Like, you know, some of the greatest inventors, thinkers, and philosophers take naps. Mm-hmm. It's documented. They take naps daily.
And what was it? I think I saw people who take daily naps mm-hmm. have reduced the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's and those types of things, like the shrinkage that comes with age in our brain. So, yeah, take a nap.
Naps, I think, are related to longevity.
Mm-hmm. This enhanced productivity by embracing Utori can, as Karen and I have just colorfully expressed, enhance our overall work performance. We perform better when we slow down, give ourselves space, the elbow room to process.
Yeah. When I've had work environments where I've just been like, bam, 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 not only am I mentally and physically exhausted, but I am so depleted, like in a really intense way. It's just, there's no sense to it. Mm-mm. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
So, explorers, we invite you to reduce your stress and allow for a more balanced approach to work, whatever that looks like to you, be it in the home, out of the home, vocationally, whatever. Utori can enhance all aspects of your life.
And, Utori for president.
Utori. I'd vote for it. I also wanted to explore other examples of the main theme, the concept of Utori across other cultures.
I love that you said explore.
Yes.
I just want to point that out.
Exploring.
Here we are.
Because
exploring.
I just want to say things in a language that's not English. And please forgive me if this is your native language. Any of the ones that I'm about to mention that I butcher. Blame it on my American tongue that's from the South.
And that's not South American, but
no,
Southeast just, America.
It's gonna be an adventure, so here we
Let's
go.
Hear. I'm excited for this.
There's one from Denmark. You know this one.
I
there's
do, and I use it all the time.
That I introduce you to.
Yes.
So it is the Danish concept of hygge.
Hygge.
I really got this word from going to see Frozen, and there was a whole song about hygge, 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 and I was like, what? And then
what?
Google machine, and it led me to the game that I told you about. So,
which I was using earlier today for team building.
The Danish concept of hygge shares similarities with Utori as it emphasizes creating a cozy, comfortable atmosphere and taking pleasure in simple things.
Yeah, you're just slowing down, having conversation, and I feel like you're sitting by a fire.
Yes, there's like, definitely a fire
just,
involved.
Connection,
there's some hot cocoa and just
it's just a
fuzzy
down,
blanket.
Cozy.
Yeah, that's hygge. All right, another one is in Sweden. See, I ain't even get to the word and I'm already messing it up. My heavens.
That's the country for Sweden. Granola.
I'm going to get it together and we're going to run that back.
It's so funny.
In Sweden, fika represents the idea of taking a break, often with coffee and pastries, to relax and socialize with others, which aligns with the notion of Utori. Y'all, coffee and pastries with
Come
other
on,
people?
Fika. Come on, fika.
Shall we in the U.S. keep talking about a FICO score? We need to get some fika.
I'm about the fika.
Fika.
We're going to institute that.
FICA.
We're gonna
More FICA.
Once a week, we're going to FICA.
Some of our best ideas came from coffee and pastry conversations.
Absolutely.
Another one is the Costa Rican philosophy of Pura Vida. This encourages a laid-back and easygoing approach to life, emphasizing enjoyment and appreciation of the present moment.
Yes. Pura Vida.
Yes.
I love that so
pure
much.
Life. That's what I want.
The pure life. Yes.
And this last one, I usually do three, but I had to pull another one for one of my favorite people. That is Dolce far niente.
I knew you were going to say something in Italian. I'm like, she's going to Italy. She is. She
I had to go to Italy. I couldn't
Dolce
just...
Dolce far niente?
Yes.
Okay.
It translates to the sweetness of doing nothing.
Oh, my God. That is my new catchphrase. Dolce. Sweetness.
Far
Dolce far niente. Far niente. For nothing. For
the
nothing.
Sweetness
the
sweetness
of
doing nothing.
Oh, I love it.
It embodies the Italian approach to savoring moments of relaxation and leisure and embracing idleness as self-care. Now, I haven't been to Italy yet. It's on the list. We're going to go there. But from what I hear, whole city shut down in the middle of the day. Another concept that goes along with Utori for a siesta.
Yes.
Like, we just going to do nothing.
Yeah. We've been working for 6 hours, and now we're going to take a break.
And we'll come back, and we're going to be even better. Dolce far niente.
Even better. Dolce far niente. And I can tell you that is absolutely true. And in the small town where my friend Miguel is, Miguel and Bruna, if you're listening, who I just spoke to today, we were working on English lyrics to a song that he's going to be playing at a wedding. It was towards the end of the day there, and he's like, I'm on my way to... the shop, groceries for the next day for his guests at the Airbnb. And I'm like, oh, that just sounds like such a beautiful thing to be doing right now. And he probably had just had his espresso.
Right. By examining how different cultures approach these ideas, we can better understand the universal human desire for tranquility, space, balance, and peace.
Tranquility, space, balance, and peace. Yes, all related and all readily available if you just slow down, which I want to say we don't do very well in this country. We feel like the
hustle,
hustle, work, grind. Yeah,
it's
work.
It's a horrible dance.
Very tiring.
It's very.
I'm tired just saying
work, grind, hustle. I'm just like, can we not?
Like, oof,
go get my coffee and pastries, please.
Give me some FICA. Bring me some FICA on in here.
These international examples showcase how different cultures embrace the value of relaxation, mindfulness, and finding joy. In simplicity, we can find valuable lessons on prioritizing our well-being and balance. Just balance. Just relaxation. Just space.
Peace. It's one word.
Utori.
Taking the space. Giving yourself time to sit and do nothing, to breathe. And if we're doing this on a somewhat regular basis, I would recommend daily. But even if you're doing this once a week, twice a week, on the weekend, carving out that time, literally put it in your calendar if you're that person who
needs that.
A lot of us are. I know
until
I am.
Until you build the habit.
Until you build the habit, put it in the calendar with a reminder. Oh, it is
Utori
time
break.
For my Utori break. And I'm going to do it. And just sit and just, I don't know. Kids are so good at that. Like looking out a window and just daydreaming, coloring, whatever it is, you know, just sitting. If it's being out in nature and just sitting.
Mm. I'm going to steal some people's phones and put Utori breaks on their calendars. Set Utori
not gonna name
reminders.
Names.
I'm just, if all of a sudden you see an alarm goes off that says Utori break, that was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
It'd be so cool if we could send out a
universal
hacker
time for
calendar.
A Utori break. Oh, my
everyone.
Goodness. That'd be
for
great.
Everyone. That would be awesome.
Okay. So we've chit-chatted about Utori. We're going to create a little bit of space to dance, to move our bodies.
You got to dance.
I found a song, then forgot the song that I found. Then we played it before we started recording. I was like, oh, yeah, I like that song.
This is so fun. This is from Encanto. The song is called Surface Pressure. And it just makes me smile.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
I love where that song goes.
That it's was so a good. Wonderful journey.
That was so much fun. I totally felt her pressure and the intensity and the weight that she bears. And then she did that whole free section. I was like, that's
when you're like,
there's space. And it just felt really floaty and
yeah.
and joy. Creating the space. Is that what the line?
I think it's creating the space for joy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
I love that.
That was amazing.
That was really good. That was a good call.
I'm definitely going to listen to that when I leave here.
Oh, yeah.
Might be my morning get up song.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Love the groove and the variety. It was awesome.
It was a great musical adventure.
It was. We laughed. We cried. We danced. We
commiserated. We were like, oh, is that me? Oh, my goodness. The family pressure? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, give it to your sister. She'll handle it.
Please don't give me anything else anymore. I'm good. I have plenty of sisters that I take things for, so it's not pressure.
Right.
All right. We danced it out. Karen and I have thoroughly addressed our surface pressure.
I'm telling you, dance is the pressure valve release.
Mm-hmm. It is time for our lovely question of the day.
Mm-hmm. The QOTD.
Today's question. In what ways do you incorporate utori into your life?
In what ways don't I? Dang. I got some naps. I got some meditation.
Yes.
I got some walking meditation in nature. I got some sitting still, journaling. I know that you're doing so much journaling these days.
So much journaling. It has now taken on a life of its own, and it's a little scary. And I'm like, what is happening? Could we just process what was on the page? No. We got to be extra. So now it's taking a life of its own. So yes, journaling. Oh, my goodness. I'm not in charge of it anymore.
As if you ever were. No.
I thought I was. And then recently something shifted. What is happening?
Yeah. I love that it feels like something bigger than you has taken
over. Oh, absolutely.
It is. Right. That's like the creative flow. That's the
bigger
source
than
of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful
amazingly
feeling.
Scary because I'm like, who is this for? I know it's not just for me.
You'll know when the time comes. You'll know. You said something. I don't know whether it was the beginning of tonight or when we were talking on the phone the other day. And I was just like, like, I felt like I was listening to a speaker present on stage. Like, the magnitude was, whew.
Well, anyway, how do I incorporate utori into my daily life? Leisure activities. Leisure activities is the very fancy way of saying doing the things that bring me joy.
Preferably in pajamas.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know.
A good, you ain't got to be real official pajamas. Give me an old t-shirt and some shorts and I'm good. So I am finding more time to read for leisure.
I love the word leisure.
It's
so luxurious.
I am also, now that the weather is shifting a little bit here, finding it easier to be in nature.
Going outside. It's a little bit cooler. Tara doesn't like the outside so much.
Sweat be on the back of my knees and other places. I feel like it should not be as a delicate southern woman. Now that the weather's shifting
I can be outside again.
The biggest one by far in this season for me of incorporating utori into my daily life is by practicing Sabbath rest. My goal every week is to have a day where I'm not working for the job that pays me, working for the business we're building, working for the podcast, just a day of just being.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about setting aside that time intentionally. I'll look at my calendar and be like, okay, well, I'm recording this day, I'm working this day, so these are the days that I can make it happen. And using that time to rest, reflect, and connect does something to my spirit. Just be like, ooh, okay. And I'm taking a break from the demands of life that continues to life and focus on my people, my family, my friends, my soul care.
Yes, and you're intentional about it, right?
Very
intentional. You've got the space carved out for it so that the same people that 2 days ago were asking for something that was pissing you off, you're like, let's do this lovely time together.
Yeah.
Let's do this where there's not a bunch of things going back and forth about demands and
requests.
Yeah,
that's far the biggest way that I incorporate utori into my daily life.
I love that. One of the biggest things I do almost every minute every day is take a deep breath or make some of my funny mouth noises that relax me so much. You know, like horsey sound. Or I'll just be like, vocal sigh.
That feels very good.
Oh, it's
like a primal. There are no words that I need right now.
Yeah,
I just need to move some energy to create some space.
Exactly. Moving that energy with some kind of vocal or breath release is really powerful and immediately creates space. It's amazing. I had a group of women I was working with the other day, And for the first 10 minutes, I just had them sit and breathe. And I was like, they're not going to know. They're not going to know why we're doing this. They might not even like it. It's foreign. These are women in their later years, their wisdom years. And I will tell you that every one of them, after about 5 or 7 minutes, they were just like, that was so beautiful. I feel so peaceful. I feel so calm.
Breathing.
Just focusing on your breathing. Focusing on how your body changes and moves when you inhale slowly and exhale slowly. It was so beautiful because it felt like the whole room relaxed.
You could feel palpable.
The space.
Yes.
The space
that was created
just so beautiful.
Setting that environment.
That's just one of those tools we have in our bodies with us every day. You know how much I love that. And there you go. You're just feeling like the stress, the anxiety, the tension, whatever it is, rise, the panic, and you just like make some noise.
Take some deep breaths.
Make some noise. Get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Move it. Open it. Create space.
Explorers, let us know what ways you incorporate Yutori into your life.
I would love to hear. We would love to hear.
Absolutely. Well, we've come to the point where I share the quote that Karen has been hinting at all along without knowing that she's been hinting at the quote. Today's quote is from German-born theoretical physicist Albert Einstein.
I love that guy. I love his hair. I love everything about him.
Einstein said, "I think 99 times and find nothing. I stop thinking, swim in the silence, and the truth comes to me."
Oh, Albert, mic drop. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So as you were saying, these brilliant people, they took naps. He was like, "I'm gonna stop thinking, swim in the silence, and look." He done made a whole math.
Yeah. Look what he did in his nap time. Yes. Space. Just stop the clutter. Stop the chatter.
Swim.
Go to sleep, man.
Like, swim in the silence.
Yeah. Swim in the silence.
Explorers, thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of Yutori. We hope you found inspiration and practical tips for creating space, promoting balance, embracing tranquility amid life's hustle and bustle. Stay tuned for our next adventure. And until then, remember to embrace Yutori and find balance on your journey.
Yes, experience some peace, my friends. Explore Yutori. We love you so much. Thanks for listening. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.